40. 35 through 40. That was the King James Version we read this morning. In the NIV, it says, they brought it to Jesus, that's the colt, and threw their cloaks on the colt and put Jesus on it. And as he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles that they had seen. They hollered, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to God in the highest. That 39th verse says, some of the Pharisees, they were in the crowd, said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. And Jesus said, I tell you, he replied, if these keep quiet, the stone will cry out. That 37th verse, they came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives. The whole crowd of disciples, they began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Another version says, for all the works that he had done. Here's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about my kind of crowd. This is my kind of crowd. When you study this text in the context of what's going on, Jesus is keenly aware and has told his disciples specifically, we are going to Jerusalem. And when we get there, it's not going to be easy. They're going to take me. I'm going to be taken by them. They're gonna kill me, but on the third day, I'm going to get up again. And when you read the context of what Jesus did in this, what we call the triumphant entry, this is the very first time Jesus intentionally allows people to celebrate him publicly. It's the first time. Now, there are some times where people applauded and praised him in awe of some of the things that he had done. But typically what you will see, Jesus, oftentimes when he would do signs and miracles, it'd be tied to a lesson. He would teach and then sometimes do a miracle that goes with what he just taught, or he'd do a miracle and then apply it through a lesson. But he typically did not hang around. While people were celebrating, he would move on someplace else. But this time, Jesus does something intentionally. He sends his disciples on ahead. He has already engaged in a relationship with somebody who was going to have a brand new colt. And that's a little donkey. It's a little donkey. Ain't never been ridden. And Jesus had already, in this relationship, secured the use of this colt someday. And so he sends his disciples on ahead, sends them to this place, and told them to go ahead when you see it. Here's where you're going to see it. And when you see it, go on and get it. Untie it. And of course, the disciples, you were saying, now we're going to jack up this man's donkey. What if he asks us, what are we doing? Because he may not be home. Folk in agriculture aren't usually at the house during the daytime. They in the field somewhere. And Jesus said, if anybody asks you about what you're doing with it, you tell them that the master has need of it. I love it. I love that phrase. Many years ago, A. Lewis Patterson, he looked at that verse and he looked at it in the Greek, and A. Lewis Patterson said, if the owner of the donkey ask you what you're doing with his donkey. Tell him that the owner of the owner needs your donkey. And if the owner of the owner needs it, then you got to let it go. That's why I remind y'all, I give this to you for free. That's why I remind y'all sometime, because sometimes your kids talk about their room and have the audacity to tell you, this is my room. And you got to remind them that that room, I'm up here, that room, I'm right here. That room is in the house she pays for. And give her five. Give her some high five. Give her five. I mean, you ain't got to be in the room. There, you got options. You know. You don't want to talk back to your mama in church. Not when I got the mic. Not when I got the mic. That room is in her house. Amen. And so it's just a privilege to be in the room. It's a privilege to be in the house. Put an amen on that one right there. Put an amen. Tell him that the owner of the owner needs it, and he'll let it go. Ain't a part of my sermon, but anytime you know that the owner of you needs something, anybody in their right mind ought to let it go. And so Jesus participates, willingly participates in a parade that in their culture signifies the celebration of a conquering king. They had parades when the army would come back from war, and the soldiers would come in, they'd come in with the spoils, and then finally, the king would come in riding on a stallion, and everybody would celebrate the king who brought victory to the people. Ain't a part of my sermon. You preach it later on. And so Jesus, when he does this, he is publicly allowing the people to celebrate with him that he is the Messiah, that he is the King of all kings. And he rides in, not a stallion, which is a steed of war, but he rides in on a little donkey because it's a sign of peace. And the people, when they saw him coming into town, they began to celebrate. Here's my little outline. I like this crowd because they didn't wait to get to the temple to celebrate. They a long way from the temple. They didn't wait till they get to the temple to celebrate, because whenever you see Jesus, it's a reason to celebrate him right there. come here. What it shows is their sense of urgency, because you don't know when you may ever get a chance. See, we have a way of assuming that the best place to serve Jesus, to celebrate Jesus, is at the temple, at the church building, because we all come in here, we assemble at the same time, we're comfortable, we've got the AC and or the heat, we got the benefit of the mics, we got the benefit of a B3 organ, synthesizer, drums, all of that good stuff. Even now, we got a flute, we got a sax, we got a trumpet, and everybody joining together. They done practiced and all of that kind of stuff, and they know when, they know what they're going to sing most of the time. They know when, how they're going to sing it. Because sometimes you got to shift because some folk don't show up. It ain't always because, you know, I know y'all look at him sometimes like he don't know what he's doing, but sometimes he got to shift because of who shows up. Sometimes you got to shift on the fly because these folk ain't getting paid and they may not come and they most. Because in the temple, everything flows. In the temple, there's always some sense of order. In the temple, we done practice and we know how we gonna roll. But these folk didn't wait till they got to the temple. Have I got a witness here? He's coming in, but it's going to be a couple of days before folk actually come to church. Every now and then, it would do you real good to praise him when you see him. And you might see him at home. You might see him in the neighborhood. You might see him on the street corner. You might see him in fellowship at the mall. But every now and then when you see him, I want to suggest to you that you stop right there and holler, I thank you, Jesus. I give you glory. God, that's you. That's you. You did it again. Have I got a witness here? You heard our president say to everybody last Friday, this is a God thing. Wait a minute. It's Friday, Dr. Roshan. Don't you know it's Friday? This is a Friday. Most folks say that on Sunday, but he had sense enough to know that in that place, on that day, the law showed up. And you can't wait you can't wait. You can't wait some time to get to Sunday to give him the prayer. I like these people because they gave him glory right there, right there. They didn't wait till Sunday. I would suggest don't wait till Sunday. Matter of fact, praise him when you see him. And then if you don't see him on Tuesday, praise him for what you saw on Monday. Have I got a witness here? And then Wednesday, you might not see nothing, but praise him for what you remember. Because it is a blessing to remember what you saw a couple of days ago. But I'm suggesting to you that when you praise him, God has a way of showing up again. And he'll show up again. Some of y'all never noticed a red car till you bought one. And then when you bought a red car seemed to be everywhere. But they were there all the time, but you didn't recognize it until you got one. It's something about praising God that there's a familiarity that you'll start looking around the place and see all kind of people where the Lord is present in their life. I like this crowd because they didn't wait. They didn't wait till they got to the temple. Here's the second one. I like this crowd because they didn't care who saw it or heard it. Who saw it or heard it? Hey, do you remember? I want to ask you a personal question. Can I ask you a personal question? Can I ask you a personal question? Okay, good. Thank you. Do you remember the time where you finally developed the maturity where you didn't care who heard you or who saw you praise God? You remember that time? You remember there was a time you were scared to put your hands together and you say amen, but even the person in front of you couldn't have heard it. But then there came a point in your life, doggone it, where you didn't care who heard it, who saw it. Hey, because that's Georgia, that's what worship is really all about. My worship ain't got nothing to do with you. My worship is personal. It's a personal expression of what God means. That's why somebody long time ago said, I don't know what you came to do, but I came up in here to clap my hands. I came in here to pat my one good foot. I came in here to give him glory because he's been good. He's been, they didn't care who heard it. They didn't care who saw it. You know what that's a reflection of, Karen? It's a reflection of boldness. It's a sign of boldness. What it really says, Mac, it says, yeah, I'm with him. There's some people celebrating. There's some people plotting. In the same crowd. And Jesus is intentionally allowing the people to celebrate him as king. And by putting their hands together, by lifting their voice, they're saying, yes, I'm with him. Now, that's easy to do when you're in a crowd. The challenge is going to be, can you have the same boldness when you by yourself? Because we're living in a day. Remember, Satan is the prince of this world. And we're living in a day where there is an emboldened public sense of an attitude of spreading division and hate. And especially down here in southern Indiana, every now and then you might find yourself outnumbered. And you have people that will often publicly celebrate the commander-in-chief in spite of some of the shameful things he says or the way that he says it. I got to have a meeting in days to come because a beloved person who I've been blessed to partner with for a number of years, bless his heart, he's in a trailer that's leaning heavily. And while standing with a team of individuals that's helping him do his job, he suggested, I don't like them people south of the border coming in taking all our jobs. And the foolishness of what he was saying is he didn't know that he was standing in the pen with two of them. There are two people helping you do something that you used to have to do by yourself. And out of ignorance, bless his heart. But we're living in a day where hatred, animosity, has come to the forefront and is celebrated. And every now and then, somebody who still loves Jesus, who's sensitive to the Holy Spirit, has to know how to say and respond that the God we serve, he still don't like ugly. And they weren't afraid to say, I'm with him. Because every now and then, you're going to be a minority. Sometimes you got to learn how to stand, not just for the sake of standing, but for the sake of representing and being a person who is an ambassador of the Most High God. I'll move to my next. I like this crowd because they were, I like this crowd because they didn't wait until Sunday. I like this crowd because they didn't care who saw or heard. And I like this crowd because they wanted others to see Jesus too. Oh, let me do it like this. People who've seen Jesus want other folk to see Jesus. If you've ever had an experience with the Lord, you will want other folk that you know to have that experience as well. Pastor, come on, Pastor, where do you see it's a parade? Where do you see that? Well, I can prove it. I can prove my point that there's some people in the crowd that wanted other folk to see Jesus. Here's my point. The first reason I know that there were some people who wanted folk to see Jesus is because you had a man in verse number 35 who gave away his coat. Colt, C-O-L-T. He loaned Jesus the colt because the colt became an elevated platform so that Jesus would be seen as he moved through the crowd. Oh, y'all seen it, you just ain't seen it. You remember the last time you went to a parade? People who were celebrated, weren't they elevated in cars? Mustang, Camaros, Corvettes? It was elevated, it was a mobile platform so that other folk could be seen. Oh, they went even better than that. And then some people were sitting a little higher on a float. You remember that? And then even when our ball teams have victory, isn't it a tradition where somebody gets the fire truck and put everybody on the fire truck so that they come into town, they can be seen? Here's all I'm trying to tell you. All that is folk elevating the person that needs to be celebrated so that others can see him. One person did it by loaning the crowd the colt, C-O-L-T. Another person did it by laying down their cloaks, C-L-O-K-S. This ain't a paved street. This ain't concrete. This is dust and people stomping and celebrating. And what somebody did was they took their garment and laid it in the path to keep the dust down so that folk could see Jesus. You know why God wants you to pay tithes and offerings? You know why God wants you to serve as parts of the body of Christ? You know why God is asking you to yield your gifts, your talents, your abilities? You know why God is saying assemble yourselves, don't refuse the assembling of yourselves together? We come here together, we come here today, we come to do ministry because it's an attempt to help other folks see what we've seen. And every now and then, God's gonna send somebody right down your street that has never seen what you've seen. Have I got a witness here? Hey, Dwight, won't he send somebody who's been sick and it don't look like they can get well? And then you get a chance to tell them. Have I got a witness here? He will heal you and keep you. Hey, won't God send somebody your way that had a child without the benefit of marriage? Won't he send it your way and you get a chance to tell him, I know what the Lord can do. That happened to me as well, but yet God allowed me to stay in school. Yet God allowed me to get a diploma. Yet God allowed me to pass the state test. Yes, God gave me a good job. And here's what I want to tell you, what he done for others. Because people who've seen Jesus want other folk to see Jesus. Because it's an act of compassion. Because the truth is, this thing is too good to keep. To yourself. And so some give coats, some lay down cloaks, some give money, some give this and or that, but it's all an attempt so that other folk can get a chance to see Jesus. I got one last one and I'm out of here. Here's this last one. I like this crowd because they ignored those who wanted to restrict their praise. They ignored those who wanted to restrict their praise. The Pharisees, I mean, this ain't a big parade. It ain't got no cars, ain't got no band. There's no dancers, you know, carrying a banner. It's a short parade. But yet the people are praising him loud and long. And from the time it started, somebody... turned the dial on their watch. And here's what ticked them off. This section went off, and then they finally died down. And then after they died down, the section over here caught fire. And they went off, and they finally died down. And then after they died down, then somebody here over here got it, went off, and started praising him. And then you got the other crowd. They the Johnny come lately, but sometimes they praise the hardest and strongest. And this last crowd over here, it took them a minute because their wood was wet when they came. But even if you come with your wood wet, if you hang around somebody who's on fire, it'll dry out and you will catch blaze before it's over. Have I got a witness here? And the Pharisees, after looking at their watch, says, now enough! Enough is enough. How long they gonna keep this up? I don't know. It's just a matter of how good a shape I'm in. Because what they're really saying is, now y'all done gone over the top. There really ought to be a limit on just how much praise you give to him. And they got so irritated by it that about the time they couldn't take it no more, Jesus is right there in hearing distance. And somebody said, go on, tell it, go on, tell it. There's always somebody in the crowd that's willing to step out and be a fool for everybody else. Here he go, here he go. You know his name, boo-boo, boo-boo. Here he go, boo-boo the fool. Boo-boo says to Jesus, rebuke your disciples. Really? You want me to tell them to be quiet? You don't want me to do that. Because if I do that, you'll see something that'll scare the H out of all of y'all. Told y'all I wasn't going to cuss no more. Told y'all I wasn't going to cuss no more. No, ain't going to do that. Can't do that. When we were little boys, every generation has a motor device that the kids want but really don't need. In my day, it was we didn't have mopeds. That's sophisticated. We had mini bikes. And they were about this tall. Had a little wheel on the back, wheel on the front, little lawnmower engine in the middle, and people were buying them. Little four and a half horsepower engine, and they discovered that sometimes their kids really couldn't handle it, and so what fathers would do, they would do one of two things. One, they would adjust the throttle cable so it couldn't go but so far. Or those who were a little more sophisticated, like Charlie Hunter, they would put what was known as a governor on the engine. Don't ask me to explain. Charlie, raise your hand real quick. Raise your hand real quick. Raise your hand. Raise high, Charlie. This is Charlie Hunter. If you want to know what a governor is, ask him after service. But I know what the governor did. The governor limited how much power it could have. Because the idea was, I've got to keep this child safe. I can't let him go too fast or go too far. So I'm going to govern how far they can go. The Pharisees concluded that it was their job to put a restrictor to limit the throttle cable on how much praise Jesus could have. Sometimes they did it by intimidation. Sometimes they did it through out-and-out violence. But everything they were doing was trying to restrict the praise that Jesus received. But when the Lord has done something for you that you only know it was nobody but the Lord who could have done it, there is some stuff that you just can't restrict. That's why one of the writers in the Bible, he said, I said I wasn't going to preach. I turned in my Bible, turned in my iPad, and I made up my mind I wasn't going to preach no more, I wasn't going to sing no more, I wasn't going to shout no more, and I took myself somewhere and sat down, and when I got to thinking about how good God has been to me, it felt like fire shut up in my bones. And I know this may be over the top for you, but you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. I don't expect nobody else to shout like I shout. I don't expect nobody else to clap their hands like I clap. I don't expect nobody else to give him praise like I give him praise. But I want to tell you, as far as me and myself, I'm here to tell you, he's worthy. I know I do it because he's worthy. Jesus is worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. And I'm going to give him all I got. Hey, we got the benefit of the whole Bible. I'm going to give it all I got because on Friday, he's going to give me all he got. I'm going to clap my hands till they turn numb because on Friday, he's going to yield his hands to be nailed to a cross. I'm going to pat my feet because on Friday, he'll be nailed at his feet. I've got to give him the glory. I've got to give him the praise. I've got to celebrate. I can't let anybody restrict what God has done for me. I'm here today because he's worthy. I celebrate because he's worthy. I shout because he's worthy. He's been better to me.